Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
Moving right along.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. It's hard to explain why Congress moves as slow as a wet weekend on some things, but it jumps to it on others. It's only been a few days since Microsoft made its hostile bid for Yahoo. But today on Capitol Hill, there's an antitrust hearing about it. More now from Lisa Napoli.
Just about a year ago, Microsoft was crying foul over Google's bid to buy online ad giant DoubleClick. Microsoft said it would give too much power to Google. But now that's a done deal, and Google's the one complaining about Microsoft's power. Google's worried that Microsoft, with its desktop chokehold, could make Yahoo the dominant search engine.
Google would rather have a weak sister in the industry than a consolidated Yahoo and Microsoft.
That's marketing professor Ken Wilber of the University of Southern California. He says a combined Microsoft and Yahoo could end up driving down the cost of online advertising.
And if you allow the second and third players to get together, since they are such distant second and third players, they might provide effective competition for the market leader, Google in this case.
Not like Google will buy that anytime soon. They're poised for a fight. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Which brings us to those tax rebate checks. Congress moved pretty swiftly on those, too. An economic stimulus package passed the Senate yesterday, and it's now on its way to the president for his signature. The $600 or $1,200 question is, will people really spend those checks? Daniel Carson reports from Washington.
Politicians are banking on people running to the nearest shopping mall to spend their tax rebate money. Or, in the case of this 25-year-old taxpayer, the nearest travel agent.
I plan on going to vacation. I think I'm going to make a trip over to Colorado, pay for the plane ticket and all the expenses once I get there. So I'll spend it as soon as possible.
But experts who advise consumers on their spending habits have mixed feelings about that.
We don't want to be the black cloud that rains down, but we do certainly think that there are a number of things that people can do when they receive their rebates.
Nicholas Jacobs is with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. He says what might be good for the economy can be bad for the consumer. Economists say the stimulus plan will help in a sluggish economy by targeting the rebates at low and middle income families, the folks most likely to spend the money. But Jacobs thinks the check should be put to more practical use.
Paying down debt, putting money into savings, in the long run, will add to one's personal economic health, which we feel will add to overall economic health.
But Jacobs doesn't want to be a party pooper, so he says by all means splurge in moderation.
People should have some fun with it, but $500 towards a $2,000 plasma screen TV still leaves you with $1,500 on your credit card, and that's what we would definitely counsel against.
Some surveys show that people eventually spent a good chunk of their tax rebates back in 2001. Doug Elmendorf, an economist with the Brookings Institution, says they're likely to do the same thing this year. Still, there are no guarantees.
It's difficult to get inside people's heads and know what they're actually going to do. But the historical evidence suggests that the most likely outcome is that people will spend a good share of the tax rebate, and that that will then help to keep the economy on a stronger path.
Elmendorf figures if people spend most of their tax rebate, they could boost the gross domestic product by as much as 3%. If they don't, the stimulus plan will barely generate a blip on the growth chart.
And this whole exercise will not have gotten us very far.
In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
Whether folks are in the mood to spend might depend on their mood. A study out today finds that people who are sad spend more money. I don't mean retail therapy. This is a subconscious thing. In this study, participants watched either a really sad story or a pleasant one. The ones who watched the sad video paid nearly four times as much for a bottle of water as the other group. Maybe Wall Street investors were feeling blue yesterday. They bought stock. The Dow gained back 46 points to 12,247. The S&P 500 gained 10 to 1,336. The Nasdaq was up 14 to 2,293. In Asia today, trading was mixed. European shares are up 0.5% so far.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, recruiting runners who benefit from medical technology to run in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. More at medtronic.com/globalheroes. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
A French newspaper reported today police are interested in a second traitor at Société Générale. Police have the traitor in custody for questioning, but that's about all we know. The bank has had a rough couple of weeks. Besides the rogue traitor who lost $7 billion, a teller at one of its Romanian banks was arrested for trying to steal $3 million. It appears the Hollywood writers' strike may finally be coming to an end. Leaders of the Writers Guild meet tomorrow to go over the details of a possible settlement. Shows could get back to production next week. But that doesn't mean it'll be business as usual. Stacey Vanek-Smith explains.
The writer's strike has cost studios a lot of money. It's also touched off introspection into the economics of how movies and TV shows have traditionally been made. Mark Lachter covers Hollywood for LA Observed.
You have a very antiquated system, and given what's been happening with the internet and all of these other influences, you're going to see a real radical changeover.
Lachter says in order to stay profitable, networks will be trying new things, like launching shows on the web and scaling back the free-spending TV pilot system. Screenwriter Alexi Hawley says he's not worried. He says the way people consume entertainment has changed before. The one thing that hasn't changed is the appetite for it.
The economic model that any company in the world would love is that you can make a product, Gone with the Wind, 50, 60 years ago, and you're still making millions of dollars off that today.
So it looks like the Oscars are safe this year, but don't get too comfortable. Whatever deal is reached will likely expire in just a few years. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.